Agamemnon, the king of Mycenae, or Argos, a different name of the same region, is best known in Greek mythology as the chief commander of the Greeks in the Trojan War. When he was still young, he was forced to flee Mycenae with his brother Menelaus because their father, King Atreus, had been dethroned by their cousin Aegisthus. The two young princes found refuge in Sparta, in the court of King Tyndareus, and they later married Tyndareus's daughters, Clytemnestra and Helen, respectively. Menelaus eventually became king of Sparta after Tyndareus's death, while Agamemnon managed to retake the throne of Mycenae, exiling Aegisthus and his father. Ruling over Mycenae and a large part of Peloponnesus, Agamemnon stood out as the most powerful king over all the other princes of Greece. Later, when Helen was abducted by the Trojan prince Paris, Agamemnon felt that something had to be done about it. He decided to help his brother to take back his wife, and thus declared war on Troy. Agamemnon summoned all the Greek chiefs for assistance, and was chosen the undisputed leader of the expedition. After 2 years of preparation, the Greek army and fleet assembled in the port of Aulis in Boeotia, waiting for a favorable breeze to swell their flagging sails. But weeks had gone by, and there was no trace of wind coming. Agamemnon consulted Calchas, a seer, who revealed the cause of the trouble. Agamemnon had unwittingly killed a stag which was sacred to Artemis, and thus infuriated the goddess, who sent continuous calms. The only remedy recommended was to offer Iphigenia, the daughter of Agamemnon, to the goddess as an atoning sacrifice. Although there are different versions on this part of the myth as to whether Iphigenia accepted her fate or she was tricked, thinking she would be married to Achilles, she was sacrificed in the end, or perhaps replaced with a deer at the last moment and carried off by Artemis, which no one knows for sure. Anyway, after this, a fair wind sprang up, and the Greek fleet sailed to the coast of Troy. Agamemnon had 100 ships, independent of 60 which he had lent to Arcadians. Descended from Tantalus, Agamemnon inherited the curse of the gods on his family. The enmity between his father and his uncle still persisted in the quiet resentment that his cousin, Aegisthus, felt against him. In his long absence, Aegisthus moved into the palace of Mycenae and took over from him not only his kingdom, but also his adulterous wife, Clytemnestra. When news of his return came, the guilty pair started scheming against his life. Misfortune and ruin awaited him on his arrival. Clytemnestra feigned the greatest joy on beholding her husband, and accorded to him the most lavish welcome fitting for a god. Despite the urgent warnings of the prophetess Cassandra, the princess of Troy and his concubine, Agamemnon received the pretentious affection of his wife with the most trusting confidence. In her well-assumed anxiety for the comfort of the weary traveler, she prepared a warm bath for his refreshment. At a given signal from the treacherous queen, Aegisthus, who was concealed in the adjoining chamber, rushed upon the defenseless hero and slew him. There are at least 3 strikes accounting for Clytemnestra's murdering of her husband. In fact, Agamemnon was not Clytemnestra's real love. She was taken by force after Agamemnon killed her first husband, the grandson of Tantalus. The second strike was her daughter's sacrifice, which was certainly unbearable pain to a mother. When Agamemnon returned from Troy, he brought with him another woman. Such flagrant disregard became the last straw to Clytemnestra. Myth has it that Odysseus met the shade of Agamemnon in the lower world, and learned of his treacherous murder. Aegisthus and Clytemnestra ruled Mycenae for 7 years, and then were killed by Orestes, Agamemnon's son, who took revenge on his father's death. However, this matricide called the wrath of the Furies, who pursued unceasingly the unfortunate Orestes wherever he went, until the just and powerful goddess Athena intervened finally and liberated the young man from his persecution.